Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. I'm your host, and today's edition, November 12th, is packed with critical risk and competitive intelligence you can't afford to miss. First, we are opening with a major security alert that impacts every C-suite executive and engineering lead. Microsoft just proved that the encrypted AI chats you thought were private weren't. We'll detail exactly how this vulnerability was exposed and what it means for your corporate data policy. Then, we dive into a crucial financial story, the battle for AI dominance. While Anthropic is already on track to profit faster than its competitors, we're dissecting the secret behind that speed, a massive cost advantage over OpenAI. Plus, we cover the high-profile talent exodus, with both the Intel CTO and the Meta AI chief quitting their posts, GPT-5 cracking a full 9x9 Sudoku, and Meta's controversial decision to use its own AI chatbot to draft staff evaluations following 600 layoffs. Stay with us. Your daily signal on AI starts now.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is your essential intelligence briefing where we break down the key signals in AI. Today, we're looking at November 12, 2025, using a set of really specific sources. Our mission, as always, is to cut through all the noise and give you the, you know, the three or four big takeaways where the money's going, where the talent's moving, and what the tech's actually doing.
Yeah, what's interesting about today's sources is you've got these two sort of parallel stories happening. On one hand, we'll look at how AI is already, well, baked into your daily life, sometimes subtly, sometimes on a huge scale. And then we pivot to the really high stakes corporate game. We're talking massive financial bets, top execs moving around, and some pretty surprising security issues popping up.
Okay, let's get into it. We'll start with that predictive power, the AI running, you know, behind the scenes in your everyday life. Like, think about how ads follow you around. We saw searches trending for Chipotle Veterans Day 2025 deals.
Right. And this is a perfect example of taking a public trend, Veterans Day, and layering really specific tech on top. These algorithms, they look at search trends, sure, but also location data, maybe past purchases, and they build models trying to predict with pretty decent accuracy, actually, who might be military affiliated.
So Chipotle can just target ads for the free meal directly at them.
Exactly. It makes their ad spend way more efficient. It's framed as a thank you, but it's also, you know, optimized marketing.
Okay, so that's prediction for, like, burritos. But it scales up, right? Way up. The Northern Lights are trending, too. Visible much further south because of a solar storm. How do we get that kind of heads up now?
Well, that's almost entirely down to AI-powered space weather models now. Scientists are feeding these systems just vast amounts of data from solar observatories, and the AI learns to spot the signs, specifically things like coronal mass ejections, CMEs, big solar eruptions. The AI then predicts, okay, where's that CME going? How strong will the resulting geomagnetic storm be? And that gives aurora watchers, you know, days of notice sometimes that just wasn't possible before these models.
So AI is optimizing our view of space phenomena. That's cool. But it's also doing heavy lifting for, like, critical infrastructure on Earth. The sources mentioned the Honky Bridge project.
Yeah, that's a great example of AI for resilience. In the design phase, AI ran tons of simulations, material stress, earthquakes, all that. But the really cool part is now that it's built, it has a digital twin.
A digital copy.
Exactly. A live virtual model fed by thousands of sensors embedded in the actual bridge. The AI constantly analyzes that stream of data. It's looking for tiny changes, predicting maintenance needs, spotting potential weaknesses long before a human could see them.
Wow. Okay. So keeping bridges safe. And at the same time, it's involved in our national finances. Searches for stimulus check status are up again. AI's playing a role there, too.
Oh, definitely. Agencies like the IRS use pretty sophisticated AI for fraud detection. They process millions of inquiries, millions of payments. The AI flags anomalies, patterns humans would just miss. Saves billions, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then there's that political buzz about a possible $2,000 tariff dividend check.
Right, that rumor.
Well, policy institutes are using AI-driven economic models to simulate what something like that would actually do. You know, what's the real-world impact? It's crucial for fact-checking those kinds of claims, analyzing them properly for the public.
So AI is fighting fake economic news while also fighting real financial fraud. That's quite the range. And that's the big picture, the macro level. But it's working on the small scale too, right? On our phones. What's this trending iPhone pocket thing about?
Yeah, it sounds mundane, but it's about context awareness. Your phone already uses some on-device machine learning to figure out when it's in your pocket. That's how it tries to stop, you know, butt dials.
Tries being the operative word sometimes.
Hey, right. But this trend shows people want more. They want a smarter in-pocket mode. They want the AI to use the sensor's accelerometer, proximity to automatically change things, adjust notifications, maybe tweak the always-on display. Basically, make the phone anticipate your needs just based on where it physically is.
So maximum efficiency from the phone, just like we saw with the Chipotle ads and the bridge monitoring. Okay, stepping back on this first part. The big takeaway seems to be this, like dual nature. It's fine-tuning marketing for a specific deal, and it's safeguarding massive infrastructure and taxpayer money, micro and macro.
Exactly. It's being deployed as a system for managing risk, but also as an engine for, well, consumer convenience or delight. It's really becoming this fundamental layer, whether you're looking at solar flares or, you know, the concrete foundations of a bridge.
All right, here's where things get, let's say, really interesting. We need to shift focus now to the inside baseball, the battle for talent, the money wars, the efficiency drives inside the big tech companies. Because this AI race, it's causing some serious shakeups at the top.
Oh, yeah. We saw two huge executive moves that really signal where the priorities are shifting. First, Sachin Katti, he was Intel's CTO and their AI lead, he quit. Jumped ship to OpenAI.
From the chip maker to the AI model builder, what's he doing there?
His role is apparently all about designing and building the compute infrastructure, the plumbing essentially needed for OpenAI's AGI research. Very strategic hire.
Wow. And Intel's CEO is now personally overseeing AI. That tells you something.
It does. And then, hot on the heels of that, we hear Jan LeCun, Meta's chief AI scientist, a real heavyweight, is reportedly thinking about leaving.
To launch his own startup.
That's the rumor. And the key part is what the startup would focus on, advancing world models research. We'll come back to why that's important later. But these moves, they reflect a bigger strategic split you see playing out in the financials, too. Look at the contrast between Anthropic and OpenAI.
Okay, yeah, the numbers are pretty stark. Anthropic seems to be playing a steadier game. They're projecting they'll break even in 2028, mostly from business users paying for their chatbot, Claude. They're forecasting, what, $70 billion revenue by 2028?
Yeah, aiming for cash flow positive by 2027 even. Contrast that with OpenAI. Their forecasts show operating losses swelling to around $74 billion by 2028. Profitability pushed out to 2030 at the earliest.
$74 billion in losses. That's
aggressive.
Why such a different path? Is it just about getting to AGI first, whatever the cost?
That seems to be the bet. It looks like a zero-sum race mentality from OpenAI's side. And look at the cost breakdown. Anthropic thinks their compute costs, buying chips, running data centers, will be about $27 billion by 2028. OpenAI's projection for the same period, $111 billion.
Oh, okay. Why the massive difference?
It seems to come down to chip strategy. Anthropic is deliberately using a mix, chips from Amazon, NVIDIA, Google. Spreading the load, maybe getting better deals. OpenAI appears much more reliant on, well, likely NVIDIA, and probably paying top dollar for massive scale right now. They're betting that immediate, overwhelming access to compute power is the key, even if it means burning cash like crazy.
So while these giants are fighting over talent and burning billions on chips, the place where a lot of the original training data comes from is pushing back. Wikipedia.
Yeah, this is interesting. Wikipedia found AI companies were scraping its site like mad, but doing it sneakily to avoid detection. Their traffic logs showed bot activity soaring, even while actual human page views were dropping by like 8%.
So the AI companies are just taking the content.
Pretty much. And Wikipedia is now saying, hold on, they're telling these AI developers, use our paid Wikimedia Enterprise platform if you want bulk access. And crucially, give attribution. Credit the human contributors whose work you're building on. It's a real pushback against just monetizing this huge volunteer effort without giving anything back.
Okay, so that covers the corporate drama and the economics. Let's shift again now to the technical edge. The breakthroughs, but also the new problems emerging. Dr. Fei-Fei Li, people often call her the godmother of AI. She just put out an important essay about the next big frontier.
Right. Her argument is basically this. Large language models, LLMs, they've gotten incredibly good at abstract knowledge. Language, facts, concepts, they've kind of mastered that. But what they fundamentally lack, she argues, is spatial intelligence.
Spatial intelligence, like understanding the physical world.
Exactly. The ability to perceive things in 3D, act in 3D space, estimate distances, understand motion, physical limits. She sees this as the cognitive core of human intelligence. It's how we navigate and interact with reality. And she argues AI needs to grasp this to move beyond just text and images.
And how does that connect back to Jan Le Cun wanting to work on world models?
It connects perfectly, because to get spatial intelligence, you likely need these world models.
Right.
These are AI systems designed to create realistic, interactive 3D simulations of the world. They need to understand physics, predict how things change over time within that simulation. If you can master that, you unlock huge advances. Think robotics actually navigating complex spaces, AI predicting how molecules will interact in 3D, better climate modeling. It's about grounding AI in physical reality.
Okay, so that's the grand vision. Are we seeing any, like, baby steps towards that kind of reasoning? Our sources mentioned GPT-5 hitting a Sudoku milestone.
Yeah, it's a small step, but significant in its own way. GPT-5 apparently became the first model to solve a full standard 9x9 Sudoku puzzle using Sakana AI's Sudoku benchmark. It got about a 33% solve rate across the whole benchmark set. Which, okay, doesn't sound amazing.
No, it doesn't immediately scream breakthrough.
Right, but it doubled the performance of the previous best model. So it shows real progress in structured, logical reasoning within constraints. It's a specific kind of spatial logic, in a way.
But the flip side is 67% failure rate.
Exactly, and that highlights the limits. AI still struggles with what researchers call the creative break-in, that initial insight humans have on tough puzzles. And also meta-reasoning, figuring out how to approach a problem, learning novel rules on the fly, skills we use without even thinking about it. Logic isn't the same as intuition or creativity.
So models are getting better at logic puzzles, but maybe not truly thinking yet. And while that's happening, the security side just took a worrying turn. This WhisperLeak discovery by Microsoft.
Yeah, this one is unsettling. Microsoft's security team found that even when your AI chats are encrypted, you know, with ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, whoever, the topic of your conversation can still be decoded with over 90% accuracy.
Wait, how? If the text is encrypted, how can they read it? Is the encryption broken?
No, that's the scary part. The encryption itself is fine. They aren't reading the content. They're just watching the metadata of the traffic, specifically the timing and the size of the data packets being sent back and forth.
The timing and the size, how does that tell them anything?
Think about it. If you ask a simple question, like, what's the capital of France? The AI finds the answer quickly, sends back a short response, small data packet, fast response time. But if you ask something complex and nuanced, say, you're discussing detailed financial worries or sensitive mental health issues or complex political strategies, the AI needs more time to process, generate a longer, more detailed answer. That means a longer delay and a larger data packet coming back to you.
Oh. So just by looking at the shape of the traffic, how big the packets are, and how long they take, they can make a really good guess about the type of thing you're discussing.
Precisely. They tested this across 28 different LLMs, and they could accurately infer if the conversation was about sensitive topics like mental health, money, politics, just from those patterns, even though the actual words were completely scrambled by encryption.
Wow. Is there a fix?
Microsoft basically said, not really a perfect one. You can try to add random delays or pad packets with dummy data, but those are only partial fixes and can slow things down. It's a fundamental vulnerability in how this stuff works over networks.
That is, yeah, quite a revelation. Okay, let's wrap up with one last area AI in the HR department, specifically at Meta, which seems to be highlighting this awkward transition phase of automation.
Yeah, it's quite the juxtaposition. Meta laid off 600 people, many in its AI unit, as part of its big year of efficiency push. But at the same time, they're actively encouraging their remaining managers and staff to use Meta's internal chatbot. It's called MetaMate.
To do what?
To help draft their year-end performance reviews and self-assessments. The idea is MetaMate can pull information from internal documents, meeting notes, past feedback.
Okay, so laying off AI humans, but using an AI bot for very human tasks, like performance reviews. How's that working out?
Well, the official line from a product director is that it's like a personal work historian, helping you remember accomplishments. Mm. But employees are reportedly saying, yeah, the drafts it produces need a lot of manual editing.
Surprise, surprise.
Right. It seems MetaMate struggles with the same things GPT-5 struggled with on Sudoku. but in a human context. Capturing nuance, context, the subtle details that actually matter in a performance review, it's a classic example of maybe rushing the automation, hitting the limits of what current AI can do well when it comes to genuinely human judgment and subtlety.
Okay, so let's pull it all together. November 12th. It really showed us an AI that's deeply woven into everything. It's driving huge corporate spending, billions of dollars. It's being used to fight economic misinformation and fraud. It's solving complex logic puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, simultaneously, it's creating these new vulnerabilities, like being unable to keep conversations truly private just because of how data packets move.
Yeah, and if you connect those threads, think about Dr. Fei-Fei Lei pushing for world models, AI that can simulate physical reality, create these complex 3D environments for us to interact with more deeply, and then layer on the whisper leak insight that the very structure of our digital interactions, the timing, the size, can betray our deepest concerns even when encrypted. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? As AI builds these ever more sophisticated, simulated worlds for us to potentially live, work, and interact within, can genuine digital privacy actually exist? Especially if the fundamental patterns of communication, the how long and how much we communicate, are inherently readable and potentially revealing.
A profound question indeed. It's something for all of you to think about as we see where these breakthroughs and these vulnerabilities lead next. That's all the high signal intelligence we have time for today. Thanks for joining us for the Deep Dive.
And that brings us to the end of the November 12th edition of AI Unraveled. From the critical privacy breach proven by Microsoft to the strategic cost advantages giving Anthropic an edge, it's clear that high signal intelligence is your greatest asset. You've seen the power of AI Unraveled. Zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now, leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen, strategic intelligence directly to the C-suite. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. The link is in the show notes. If you found today's rundown valuable, please take a moment to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your audio. Your support helps us deliver this zero-noise analysis straight to your feed. I'm your host, and we'll be back tomorrow with more AI Unraveled.